A very interesting conversation with Itamar Marcus discussing the Palestinian summer camps, what they do at the camps with young people, teaching them to be warriors even at the young age of 10 years old. We'll stay on top of that story with Itamar Marcus. Well, we switch to a region of the world that is key as you think about Bible prophecy. We're talking about the European Union. Our man there, John Rood, living in Brussels, Belgium for over 30 years, and very knowledgeable of what's happening in that part of the world. Not only is he a journalist, but he is a student of Bible prophecy, a teacher as well. And John, it's great to have you along. I want to get right underway with the fact that the European Union has taken their first steps to punish Iran over the infractions in the Iranian nuclear plan, that plan that was put together by President Obama. What is Europe going to be doing?
Well, Europe has been more in a state of appeasement of Iran. Many years ago, they sort of said, well, we have, you know, they sent a delegation to Tehran. They said, we have this basically all wrapped up, and it was a house of cards. So they're doing what they can, but they're not doing enough of what's available. They have not triggered the dispute resolution that was baked into the Iranian deal. Iran is walking over Europe as of now, and so what is next? We see that Iran is going to really use the threat of the nuclear development. They are saying that they will restart dismantled centrifuges. And now that they have gone across the breaching the amount of enriched uranium, now they're going to take it a step higher and even make the uranium more refined. So Europe is on the sidelines, but they've been controlled by economics. It won't be something that is easily resolved.
I know that Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel has warned the European Union they need to be very strict on the Iranian enrichment of uranium, as you were talking about, because that can provide a nuclear bomb, a weapon of mass destruction, a lot quicker. Well, we talk about Brexit often. Now we have, I think, something new. Labour, the Labour Party there in Great Britain, ready to back a call for a new European Union referendum. Boy, is that true? I mean, could they go and vote this whole thing over again?
The Labour Party in the United Kingdom has been pretty tricky. It's a typical opposition type situation. Whatever the other party believes, I'm just going to say the opposite. That's the way to try to get ahead. Labour is trying to dictate terms in the future when they're not the party that's in power. So it shows you a bit of what's happening. Their stand right now has become clear that the Labour Party is really saying they would like to force the next prime minister, which certainly appears to be Boris Johnson, to hold a referendum, and that the Labour Party would back the Remain camp. So it's the oppositions are coming to the forefront. A second referendum, it almost seems like the impossible. Certainly when you have Boris Johnson in, it would be against everything he's ever promised. But in the past, we have the Labour Party is making big waves, and so that's something to watch.
John, yesterday you were on a national radio broadcast with me, and we talked about the European Union, the role it plays in the end-time prophetic scenario that is found in God's Word. And you mentioned a phrase, super state. Now that is in a headline, the European Union moving toward a super state. What does that mean? What did you mean yesterday?
Yes, Jimmy, that's interesting because we spoke and discussed super state in the European context. Then we see news coming out, you know, the EU is a sham democracy towards a European super state. The people that have been brought forth to fulfill the top positions, which are coming up this fall, all four top positions are going to Federalists. These are the people that, you know, want a stronger political core for the European Union. How can that be done? How can that be done? Because there's no representation. There's no democracy. And why is it done? Because they can get away with it. I've asked myself for for many, many years. The European Council is comprised of the heads of state. But why is it that the heads of state change, but the inward motion towards a super state is relentless and never changes? We've seen a spirit of political union in Europe and Central Europe for not just hundreds of years, but the last few thousand years. We see the progression of world empire. There is a spirit behind this unification of Europe because we have the Bible telling us that there will be an eventual 10-nation confederation in the place of the ancient Roman Empire that will be the ultimate power center of the Antichrist. The political union is a failed prospect right now with 28 nations in the European Union. But it's not a failed project if you make the number less. Who's in, who's out of an ultimate political union? And we know that that number will eventually be 10.
Boy, that was an interesting statement that you just made, a political union. We discussed the political there in the European Union for the purpose of moving to the prophetic scenario that's found in God's Word, and that is an absolute. John, great report, very important information we needed to pass along to our listeners. Thank you so much. We'll do it again next week.
Thank you.